At 8:35, I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm absolutely honored to be chatting to Maud Perloff, and he's 93 years old. He is a Holocaust survivor. He's written a book called Once Were Slaves, A Journey Through the Circles of Hell. And he's going to be giving a talk on Saturday evening at the Beis Shul. I'll give you the details about that a little bit later. But an absolute honor to be able to be chatting to Maud. Maud, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome into Chai FM.
Nice to be here.
It's wonderful.
Third time.
This is your third time here. First time certainly on my show. So you should know that Maud might be 93 years old, but where I met him and where I continue to see Maud is at the gym. You still go to the gym every day.
I'm missing today.
Well, I appreciate that, and our listeners appreciate that too. It's for a good cause. So you lived through an incredibly, one of the most tragic periods of that humanity has suffered from. And you share your experience, you talk about it. What is the primary reason that you do this, that you're prepared to talk about things that are obviously very painful and difficult for you?
The main reason is to make the world aware how evil the regime of Stalin and communism and what damage they've done to the world. And they're continuing doing it until today.
So your experience, obviously, around living through this period, give us a very, I don't want to go into too many details because you are going to be talking about that Saturday night, but give us a very brief overview. How old were you during this time, how you managed to get out, etc.?
I was 14 years old. My parents were declared enemies of the state, and they took me to northern Russia, which was worse than hell. I managed to escape after I buried my parents, and I made my way to Europe, Israel, Cyprus, and eventually landed up in Johannesburg.
How old were you then?
When I came to Johannesburg, I was 26.
And you had already buried your parents. You had left everything you know. You had been through a youth of unbelievable suffering. How do you move forward from something like that? You know, today we spend so much time trying to make sure that our children don't go through anything difficult. What you went through is absolutely unimaginable even to most of us adults.
I can't say why, but I should imagine it's the will to live and the will to succeed. And I got there.
And you got there. It's the most incredible thing, and you put this all into a book called Once Were Slaves.
Translation,
yes,
is Avadima Yinu.
Avadima Yinu, A Journey Through the Circles of Hell. If you want to, we have three copies here, and in fact, Maud is going to sign them. So we're going to choose the winners, and then he will sign these books. The question that I want to know is, what is the name of the book? What is the name of the book? Send it to 34519 or 061-895-1019. Don't forget to put your name, because then we will get this book personally signed for you. Does talking about this get easier or more difficult as you get older?
For 60 years, I didn't talk about it. Wasn't easy, but this week will be 3 years ago I spoke first time at Limud.
Right.
And since then, I can't stop.
Amazing, man. so that you
tell to as many people as possible.
It took for 60 years you couldn't talk about it.
Never told my wife or my children.
Did they have any idea as to what you went through?
Very little.
Unbelievable. How did they react when you eventually started talking about your story?
They support me and they help me to carry my message. I do it in Johannesburg. I do it in Sydney. And I plan to do it in London and in Ranana.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. You know, one of the things that I often, one of my greatest memories of my grandparents who came from Germany was the fact that my grandfather wouldn't allow German to be spoken in the house. But yet never spoke about the things that happened. So we knew that there was so much, but we never really got to know the details of the experience.
The feeling you describe about your parents is this. I have the similar feeling, but a different enemy.
Right.
I hate the Russians.
What year did you leave? Did you leave Russia?
Was on the 14th. Of June 1941, 7 days before Hitler attacked Russia.
Amazing.
Was on the 21st of June 1941.
And then your journey from there, you said, took you to?
From there, because we were considered enemies of the state, they rushed us as far as possible from the German border.
Incredible. Absolutely unbelievable. And you were what? I know you said you were 26 when you came to Johannesburg, but how old were you? How long did that journey around take you? So how old were you when you left?
Well, you can work it out.
No, my math is too
good.
It's definitely not good. All right, so Nati, you were a currency trader. You can work it out.
How many times have I told you there's a reason I moved to radio?
Oh, okay. Because you got a face for radio, is that why? Oh no, that's me. All right, 345-19 or 061-895-1019. I am chatting to Maud Perlov, and we're talking about his journey, his life, and I wanted to know the name of his book. I have three books to give away, and if you message me, he will sign them. Was there something that precipitated you or that enabled you after 60 years to finally start talking about it?
3 years ago, I was persuaded to talk at Limoud against my wishes. And when I saw the reaction of the audience and the reception, I was encouraged to carry on and doing it.
Incredible. It's absolutely incredible because it is so important. And it is these stories, you know, so many people didn't speak about it, which means that we've got this vague notion and we hear the numbers, the millions of people killed by Stalin and by, you know, during that period, but it doesn't mean anything. It's very hard for it to mean something until we sit across from somebody who has lived through it and is sharing that experience.
They were evil. They were evil. And what is disturbing is they're carrying on the same way. What has Putin got to do in Syria?
He shouldn't
be there.
So what do you think that is? I mean, do you think that's something that is part of the communist way, and it's just difficult to change? What do you think causes it even today to continue in that way?
I think those leaders are eccentric. It's their wish to be dictators.
Yeah.
and suppress people.
Yeah, I'm chatting to Maud Perlov, and we are speaking about his experience. He's going to be sharing it on Saturday night on Tisha B'Av at the Beis Shul. Rabbi Aaron Zolberg joining me in the studio. It obviously Tisha B'Av a very, very difficult period for Jews and quite strict in terms of what we can and can't even talk about on the day. This subject is obviously one that we can engage in because it brings really the tragedy of humankind and what befell millions of Jews during that period.
The Day Tisha B'Av speaks to the tragedies of the Jewish people from literally the beginning of our birth to this day. And in truth, in order for it to be a meaningful experience, and I mean that word when I utilize it, it needs to be real. It needs to be personal to the best of our ability so that the day actually achieves what it's meant to. And Mordechai really offers a unique perspective. It's not just that he is 93 years old. He's gone through an experience from Lithuania to Russia, to Siberia, to Israel, South Africa, Australia. His journey really allows us a unique perspective to a real and meaningful view on what the Jewish people actually are in their current state. And by having the tremendous honor of him speaking together with Rob Katz, who's going to be interviewing him at the shul, it allows us a glimpse at least into life that was, life that is, and hopefully what life can be if we learn from the lessons of the past.
Well, that's the amazing part about your story, is that although it is so much of it was embroiled in tragedy, in sadness, in loss, in terrible, terrible pain, you lived life and you continue to live life to the full. The fact that you are at gym every morning at 93 years old and you've got this drive to have written this book and to speak wherever you get the opportunity, that is, it's sort of the ultimate experience in taking something so bad and turning it around.
Well, it gives me a lot of satisfaction that I'm here. Most of my peers are no more, and that I can tell the story and sell it to the next generation, and that my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will know what I've done.
You know,
and I look back,
yeah,
what I achieved. I fought in the Haganah and in the Israeli army in Chativat Givati, and gives me joy to see where Israel got today.
Incredible. And, you know, the school, our kids at school often have speakers coming to talk to them. And it's very seldom that they'll come home and say, wow, we had somebody today that was incredible. My daughter, 14, I know you spoke at Yeshiva College, came home without even being prompted, retold some of parts of your story. And that meant to such a great extent that even these young teenagers are hearing it and listening to it and integrating it. And more important than anything else, that they're relating to the story. I know that you told a story at the school about how difficult it was when you left some of your friends and one of the most difficult things you went through. And that was a story that made it very, very real certainly for my daughter and for teenagers. And I think that's so important about your message, is that it's not just something academic. It is real, and it's things that we can relate to.
Well, I'm glad you say this. I get similar reaction from people who read the book. Only yesterday morning, at the change room at the gym, a man came. He says, I showed your book to my children, and now they view life completely differently.
What an amazing, what an amazing, amazing message. And I do urge people, Rabbi Zilberg, you want to just give us the details of where they can hear this conversation, but obviously over a period of, you know, it'll be, what, about 45 minutes to an hour, I imagine, the talk.
So what makes this also unique is that it's not just the talk, but Robert Katz is going to be interviewing Maud. So we're going to be identifying crucial moments in Maud's journey and allowing a real glimpse into the full story this Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at the base, 32 Sunny Road, Glen Hazel. There's no charge. There's no need to book. All are more than welcome to come and join and share in what will be really a memorable and very special experience, please God.
All right. Time is 8:50. We need to give away these books. This is not going to be an easy thing to do, given the amount of Zanati, just give me three numbers.
Between.
I don't know. 1 and 20.
Okay.
Let's.
Two.
Yes.
11.
Uh huh.
And 15.
2, 11, and 15. All right, Leanne is number two, once were slaves. Zanati, write this down, otherwise we're never going to remember. It is Leanne. What was the next number you said?
11.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Marius Oosthuizen is number two. It is
number,
well,
prize yeah.
number two. That is number 11. 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, Daniel V, you got it wrong. It's not Surviving Stalin. It's Once Were Slaves. And that then it goes to Dan Meistre. M-E-I-S-T-R-E. So those are the three winners, of this book. Yes, sir.
Listening to the reaction.
Yeah.
Of our discussion. We'll offer another five books to five lucky.
Okay, so there we. All right, this is generosity of spirit on a completely, completely different level. All right, well here we go. Another one. The name of the book is Once Were Slaves. Please, 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 Howard. Please, can I win the book? My son wouldn't stop talking about it, and I didn't hear the title. All right, we're giving it to you as well. That is Jerusha. Jerusha, you are as well. And okay, we'll call another five people, Zilla, Seymour. All right, we'll call you, Janine as well. All right, so we'll call all those people afterwards. Lindy will give you a shout after the show, and we will make sure that you get those books. Time is 8:53. Maud, you are an inspiration, and just keep doing what you are doing, which is educating, talking, you're telling about your story in such a human, real way that people can connect to, because you really do change the world by doing this. And anybody, of course, can hear it on Saturday evening.